Welcome back to CardioAid. Today's topic of discussion is Reversit trial. Reversit trial, or the rapid and sustained reversal of ticagrelor intervention trial, was recently presented in American Heart Association 2021 meeting. But before we go on to the details of the trial, if you are here for the first time, consider subscribing this channel. We here at CardioAid are routinely discussing recent advances in cardiology and some core concepts in the field of general cardiology, cardiovascular interventions, and cardiovascular imaging. Now, coming back to the trial and ticagrelor. Ticagrelor is an oral P2Y12 inhibitor. It is used with aspirin to reduce the risk of ischemic events in patients with acute coronary syndrome or previous myocardial infarction. The use of ticagrelor is expected to increase as it is currently being explored as a therapeutic option in stroke, peripheral arterial disease, etc. Even in the patients with coronary artery disease, it is being tested as antiplatelet monotherapy option. As with the other antiplatelet agents, major bleeds and bleeding associated with urgent invasive procedures are important concerns with ticagrelor. The current guidelines recommend stopping the oral P2Y12 inhibitors 3 to 7 days before any surgery. The P2Y12 inhibitors, apart from ticagrelor, are clopidogrel and prasugrel. Both of these are irreversible inhibitors of P2Y12 receptor. Ticagrelor is a reversible inhibitor, which makes the development of ticagrelor reversal agent feasible. Bentrasimab is a neutralizing monoclonal antibody which binds with ticagrelor and its major active circulating metabolite with high affinity. This high affinity and high specificity of bentrasimab enables it to neutralize the free ticagrelor and prevents it from binding to P2Y12 receptor. This gives immediate reversal. This mechanism of action is specific to ticagrelor only. This is because both clopidogrel and prasugrel, they are irreversible inhibitors of P2Y12 receptor. And it is not expected that bentrasimab will have any effect in patients on clopidogrel or prasugrel. The phase 1 trial of bentrasimab was published in 2019 in New England Journal of Medicine. In this trial, it was found that in healthy volunteers, the administration of bentrasimab provided immediate and sustained reversal of antiplatelet effects of ticagrelor. The Reversit trial assessed the safety and efficacy of bentrasimab in reversing the antiplatelet effect of ticagrelor in patients who either need an urgent surgical procedure or who have major bleeding. It was an open-label trial comprising of around 150 patients. Of these, around 140 patients needed urgent surgery and around 10 patients had major bleed. Patients were followed up for around 48 hours. The mean age of the patients in this study was 65 years. Around 1/4 of the total patients were females. Bentrasimab was administered as an IV infusion. 6 grams bolus was given over 10 hours. This was followed by 6 grams of loading dose over 4 hours. Again, this was followed by 6 grams of maintenance dose over 12 hours. A total of 18 grams of the drug was administered. A higher dose protocol consisting of 36 grams of drug was used in the patients in whom a potential drug interaction was expected mediated by the cytochrome enzymes. This trial excluded certain patients. The exclusion criteria was patients who had some allergic reaction or contraindication to bentrasimab, which is expected. Patients who had non-urgent or stable or non-acute bleed, such as patients who have low hemoglobin because of chronic GI bleed, etc. Or the patients who were unsalvageable. For example, patients with intracranial bleed, with large hematoma and very poor GCS, and patients with overwhelming sepsis. Patients in whom there was recent use of clopidogrel, prasugrel, cangrelor, GP2B3A inhibitors, and anticoagulants were also excluded. The patients in whom there was recent use, that is less than 5 days, recent use of procoagulant agents such as vitamin K, prothrombin complex concentrate, factor 7A, plasma, DOAC reversal agents were also excluded. Most of these patients, that is 71% patients, had received ticagrelor in 0 to 1 day of the reversal agent administration. It was found that this drug is safe and effective in reversing the antiplatelet effect of ticagrelor. Reversal was seen in less than 5 minutes. The duration of reversal was infusion time dependent. Effective hemostasis was achieved in most cases, and there was no rebound increase in platelet activity. This drug, however, is not expected to work against prasugrel and clopidogrel induced bleeding, as they are irreversible P2Y12 inhibitors. As the use of ticagrelor is going to rise in the coming future, it is good to have a drug in our armamentarium which can reverse its effect. Sometimes this may be needed in patients who are undergoing surgery or who have significant amount of bleeding. You are listening to CardioEd, and we'll meet again in another episode.